Earthworks, excavations for foundations. Today I've got a favorable decision on the building permit. I applied for issuing a construction log and sent notification of the start of construction works. We have to meet and arrange the work schedule. I've set a start date of June the 10th, that is in 10 days. I suggest starting with leveling the ground. Before that, a surveyor will have to set out the building as well as to stake out necessary elevation points used for leveling. Is there anything else I should do or prepare prior to the work start date? Just arrange the equipment for excavating and earth moving works. It will also be necessary to properly protect the foundations to prevent softening of the excavation floor and landsliding of the slopes. Of course, being a site manager, I'll be there during the excavations and I'll take care of everything. We will cover the trenches with a tarpaulin and put in adequate drainage to protect them against flooding. Will the soil from the excavation for strip foundation be removed? No, part will be used to level the plot of land. The collected humus, that is the layer of topsoil, will be used for the development of the plot after construction is completed. I've read that there are wide excavations and traditional ones, bench excavations. Which one will we choose? The latter. There's no point in carrying out excavations under the entire building, as we don't plan a basement. There's also no need to replace the soil. It is possible to set the foundation below the ground freezing depth, which is 1.2 meter in our case. What should be the width of the bench? I guess this determines the width of the bucket, which the excavator must be equipped with. According to the design, the benches are 60 centimeters wide. The excavation should be made with a width of minimum 100 centimeters to be able to insulate the concrete strip footing. Should any concrete base be poured immediately after the excavations? Not necessarily. However, before installing the reinforcement, the so-called lean concrete with a thickness of 10 centimeters has to be poured. Next, we will lay damp-proof insulation and only then we will proceed with formwork, reinforcement and concreting, and then with the form stripping, insulation and backfilling of the building.